Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
Samuel chapter 7. 143页,华文圣经,旧约343页,撒母耳记上,第七章.
1 Samuel chapter 7.
看12节,
Verse 12.
这里告诉我们说,撒母耳他将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间.
Here Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Jeshana.
把这个石头起名叫做以便以谢.
And call its name Ebenezer.
那么撒母耳就说,到如今神都帮助我们.
For he said, here thereto, the Lord has helped us.
早上我们就以这一节以便以谢. 到如今神都帮助我们作为彼此的勉励.
This morning our topic is Ebenezer, the Lord has helped us till now.
我们平常去观光区或者是公园里面都会看到有一些用石头雕刻的纪念的东西.
Usually when we go to a park or to a tourist attraction, we would see some architecture made from stones.
我们简单来讲，这就是一块的石碑.
We put it simply as a stone altar.
石碑起名叫以便以谢.
And the stone has named Ebenezer.
以便以谢本来的意思就是帮助的一个石头.
The name of Ebenezer means stone of help.
而是撒母耳更深入的说是到如今神都帮助我们.
But Samuel named it as the Lord has helped us till now.
我们再看第四章的第一节, 撒母耳记上第四章的第一节.
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 1.
以色列人出去跟非利士人打仗.
The Israelites went out to battle against the Philistines.
那他们是安营在以便以谢.
And they encamped at Ebenezer.
这里所看到的这个地方以便以谢是一个地名.
Here the name Ebenezer is the name of a place.
是以色列人安营的所在地.
It is the place where the Israelites have camped out.
那么一样的也是救助我们帮助我们的石头.
Again, it is also the name of the stone of help.
但是在第四章, 虽然是以便以谢,
Verse 4, although the place is named Ebenezer,
但是第二节里面却告诉我们,
However, if you read verse 2,
说当两军交战的时候, 以色列人却败在非利士人的面前,
This is when the battle spread, Israelite was defeated by the Philistines.
所以从这里让我们就看到说, 虽然以色列人安营在以便以谢,
So we know that although the Israelites camped at Ebenezer,
他们也一厢情愿地认为神会帮助我们,
they thought that God would help them.
但是没有想到却是败在敌人的眼前了.
Unexpectedly, they were defeated by their enemies.
第三节就告诉我们,
Verse 3 says,
当百姓回到营里,就是打败仗回来了,
When the troops came back to the camp,
以色列的长老就说了,
The elders of Israel said,
我们为什么打败仗要做一个检讨?
We need to examine why we have been defeated.
神, 我们所拜的这个是神啊, 独一的真神, 为什么使我们今天败在非利士人的面前?
But we have been worshipping the true God, why didn't he bring victory to us?
以色列的长老他们就这样说了,
And the elders said,
应该是我们没有把神的约柜迎接来跟我们在一起。
It is because that we have not welcomed, or we have not brought the Ark of the Covenant of God with us.
现在应该把神的约柜迎接来。
Hence, it is time for us to bring the Ark over here.
所以第三节最后一句话,这些长老我们说,这样的话,神的约柜在我们中间,就会救我们脱离敌人的手帕。
And verse 3, the elders said that if we bring the Ark of Covenant of the Lord here, then he will come among us and save us from the power of our enemies.
为什么他们会有那样的观念?
Why would they have such thinking?
我们在第四章这里做个记号, 等一下会再回来。
Let us put a mark, bookmark at this place and we'll
come back to it later. 我们现在参考希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews now.
第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
新约三百十九页, 希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
第九章的 第四节里面告诉我们,
Chapter 9, verse 4,
说约柜里面有圣玛拿的金罐子, 和亚伦发过亚的杖，并且两块的约板。
In the ark contained a golden urn holding the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant.
Manna, 我们都晓得是指的神的真理。
We know that manna represents the truth of God.
天上的粮食。
It is the food of heaven.
以我们现在所明白的，就是耶稣基督，他就是生命永生的粮食。
Today we understand that Jesus Christ is the food of eternal life.
这就是旧约。以色列百姓在旷野，神从天上降玛拿的预表。
And he, Jesus Christ is a prefiguration of this descending of the manna in the desert.
就好像我们今天在这里也是一样，在拾取玛拿。
Likewise, today we are here to pick manna.
来聆听永生神的道理。
We're here to listen to the truth of eternal.
亚伦花果腰的杖代表着神的权柄跟能力。
Aaron's budded rod represents the power of God.
啊，两块约板也就是。我们所知道的十诫
Two tables of the covenant represents the Ten Commandments.
就是律法的总纲
It is the summary of the law.
所以约柜啊，我们可以说就是代表着神
Hence the Ark of the Covenant represents God.
那我们再看回来撒母耳记上的第四章
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 4.
所以当以色列的长老啊向百姓说，我们要把神的约柜啊迎接。跟我们同在。
When the elders of Israel said that they should bring the ark over, so that the Lord would be with them.
也就是说，我们需要有神的同在。
In other words, what they are saying is that they need the abundance of God.
那么，撒母耳记上第四章的第四节啊，最后一句话。
The last verse, the last sentence in verse four.
说以利的两个儿子何弗尼跟非尼哈跟神的约柜都一起来了。
The two sons of Eli, Hophni and The Nehas were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God.
啊，我们晓得以利啊是祭司。
We know that Eli is the high priest.
那么他的两个儿子，祭司的儿子跟神的约柜一起来。
And his two sons, the sons of a priest, are there with the Ark of the Covenant.
这也是很慎重啊的一件事情。
This shows the significance of this event.
所以到了第五节，我们就看到了。
Verse five.
说当神的约柜一到了营中以后。
This is when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp.
以色列众人就大声欢呼，甚至于地都震动。
All Israel gave a mighty shout so that the earth resounded.
所以他们在以便以谢这边安营，虽然打了败仗。
And when they camped out at Ebenezer, they had been defeated first.
长老的检讨以后说，我们就是没有约柜同在。
After examining themselves, the elders said that they need to bring the Ark to them.
所以现在约柜一来。高兴得不得了。
Upon the arrival of the ark, all Israel gave a mighty shout.
欢呼到地都震动。
They shouted so loud that the earth resounded.
可以说充满了盼望。
That they were full of hope.
但是第十节又告诉我们。
Verse 10, we read on.
说非利士人跟以色列人打仗了。
Here the battle was fought again against the Philistines.
现在以色列人认为约柜在我们中间，现在必胜无疑了。
The Israelites felt that with the Ark of the Covenant with them, that they will definitely bring victory.
第十节告诉我们，以色列人败了。
Verse 10 says Israel was defeated.
不但败了，说被杀的人很多。
And that was very, that was a very great slaughter.
在第二节告诉我们说，他们第一次打败仗，被杀的大概有四千人。
In verse 2, it tells us the first battle they fought, they had about 4,000 men died on the field.
第十节，他们现在有约柜的同在呢，不但打败仗，被杀的是到了三万人。
The second time they fought with the Ark of the Covenant among them, the casualty was even greater to 30,000 soldiers.
不但这样说，十一节说神的约柜也都被掳去了。
Verse 11 says the Ark of God was even captured by the enemy.
以利的两个儿子何伯尼、非尼哈也都被杀了。
The two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain.
让我们看来好像不要有约柜还没有那么惨。
For us, it seems that without the ark, they seem to have done better.
有了神的约柜，反而更惨。
And when they have brought the ark to them, they seem to have suffered a worse ending.
并且惨到让我们不敢想象。
And the casualty was beyond our imagination.
约柜代表神。
The ark represents God.
约柜在我们当中。
The ark was among them.
神跟我们同在。
God is with them.
现在怎么约柜也被掳去了
How is it that the ark was even taken?
我们的神怎么被抓了
Why was our God captured?
我们为什么落到这种地步？
Why have we come to this point?
以利的两个儿子也是祭司。
The two sons of Eli were priests too.
祭司就是服侍神的。
Priests are the servants of God.
以我们现在来讲，就是教会里面的圣职人员。
In present terms, they are the ordained ministers.
长职传道圣职人员跟神的约柜一起来，太高兴了。
Ordained ministers came with the Ark of the Covenant.
约柜被掳，圣职人员都被杀掉。
But the Ark was captured and the ministers were killed.
百姓还死了不计其数。
And there was even a great number of casualties.
原来不是欢声震动的吗？
Weren't they initially shouting?
为什么180度凄凄惨惨落到这种地步？
Why is it that there was such a great change?
长老也不是带领大家来检讨为什么会打败仗吗？
Haven't the elders brought everyone together to study why they have failed?
我们可以看到长老所给他们所提议的把约柜迎接来在我们中间并没有带来真正的平安。
We see the suggestion of the elders to bring the ark over here did not bring them good endings.
我们再把这里做个记号。
But let's put a bookbookmark here.
先参考以西结书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
13章。
Isaiah chapter 13.
以西结书13章。
Isaiah chapter 13.
旧约982页，华文圣经982页，以西结书13章的第十节。
Isaiah chapter 13, verse 10.
这里告诉我们说，他们诱惑我的百姓。以西结书13章第十节。
Ezekiel chapter 13.
他们诱惑我的百姓。
That they have been tempted.
告诉百姓说平安了，其实就没有平安。
That peace, but there is no peace.
让我们看到说，长老带领百姓说把约柜迎进来就有平安，其实没有平安。
The elders told the people that if they have brought the ark over, that they shall gain peace.
所以现在。我们告诉你，教会真耶稣教会有神同在。
But now we're telling you that in the true church, God is with us.
真耶稣教会有圣灵。
The true church has the Holy Spirit.
真耶稣教会有神奇奇事。
True Jesus Church has miracles.
真耶稣教会有真理。
True Jesus Church has.
真耶稣教会有神的同在。
The true Jesus Church has the presence of God.
你在真耶稣教会一定有平安。
And you will definitely gain peace.
我们跟敌人打仗，我们的敌人就是魔鬼。
When we fight with our enemy, Satan.
绝对会打胜仗的。
We'll definitely win.
我们敢不敢设想却有那样的结果？
But can we, have we ever thought about an unexpected ending?
所以当教会的领导者来告诉我们，
when the leaders of the church came to us,
要怎么样做才会有平安？对，
they tell us what to do to gain peace.
但是这个是真正问题症结的所在吗？
But is this where the problem lies?
还是我们刚才所提到的一厢情愿，我们自己自作多情而已？
Or is it just on our part that we would like to think so?
我找到神了。
I have found God.
神跟我同在了。
God is with me.
因为我们有真理，有圣灵了。
Because we have the truth, we have the Holy Spirit.
看起来是很对。
It seems true.
深入探讨。
But if you study it in detail,
我们才会发现真正关键所在。
You will find out where the problem lies.
神耶稣教会有神同在，这是事实。
It is true that True Jesus Church has the Bible of God.
真耶稣教会有真理，有圣灵，有神迹，其实也是事实。
It is true that this church will have miracles.
但是，是不是因为我在真耶稣教会里面，我就有绝对的平安？
But does it mean that you have absolute peace while you're in here?
就要打一个问号。
You have to put a question mark on it.
为什么会这样？
Why?
因为长老告诉百姓说，约柜同在就有平安。
This is because the elders have instructed people that with the abundance of the ark, you shall gain peace.
长老没有深入的去了解这问题的所在。
Others do not understand where the problem lies.
我们看回来撒母耳记上。
Let us turn back to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上的第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
第二章的十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 12.
旧约华文圣经337页337页。撒母耳记上第二章的十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12.
十二节告诉我们说以利的两个儿子，就是我们刚才所看到的以利的两个儿子。
This is the sons of Eli, the ones we have read earlier.
就是何伯尼跟菲尼哈四章的四节所告诉我们的，他们的名字叫何伯尼跟菲尼哈。
In chapter 4, verse 4, it tells us the names of these two sons are Hophni and Phinehas.
我们看 十三节。
That's verse 13.
以利的这两个儿子呢是祭司，所以说是这两个祭司。
The sons of Eli are priests, therefore the priests refer to them.
十七节啊，告诉我们说他们这两个少年人。
Verse 17 tells us that these two young men.
所以从这几节圣经节，我们就了解以利的两个儿子是两个少年的祭司。
We know that the sons of Eli are two young priests.
那么这两个少年的祭司不是高高兴兴去迎接约柜吗？
Were these two young men happily bringing the ark to the people?
但是我们了解这两个少年祭司他们情形是如何的。
But let us see what these two young men were like.
第二章的二十二节告诉我们。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
说以利的这两个儿子啊。
Says the sons of Eli.
最后一句话说，他们跟会幕门前伺候的妇人来苟合。
Let us have verse 22 says they lay with the women who serve at the entrance.
虽然身为祭司
，even though they are priests.
以我们现在讲，也就是教会的圣职人员被按理长职传道。
In today's term, they are the ordained ministers.
这是狭义的祭司的观念。
And this is a very narrow definition of a priest.
广义的祭司呢
？To have a broader definition of priest.
我们这里做一个记号，我们参考彼得前书。
Let us put a bookmark here and turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter two.
第五节。
Verse five.
新约336页，336页，彼得前书第二章第五节，这里告诉我们说，你们来到主的面前呐、啊。
Is when you come before the Lord.
是做圣洁的祭司。
You're here to be a holy priesthood.
第九节告诉我们。
Verse 9 says.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
You're a chosen race.
是有君尊的祭司的身份。
A royal priesthood.
所以广义的祭司就是我们今天蒙主耶稣基督宝血救赎出来的每一个人。
A broader definition of the priest is.Every believer who has been saved through the precious blood of Jesus.
因为祭司是侍候神的神圣工作。
A priest is one who serves God.
好，那我们再看回来撒母耳记上的第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
狭义的祭司指的专职人员，广义的祭司指的你跟我每一个人。
A narrow definition of the word priest, means the ordained ministers, and a broader definition means every believer.
那我们现在看到。以利的两个儿子，他们可以说是专职的圣职人员。
We see that the two sons of Eli are ordained ministers.
专职的圣职人员是神圣的，应该比其他人更圣洁。
Since they are ordained ministers, they should be more godly than the rest of the people.
但是他们竟然在不是神的工作上做下了这种大错。
Yet while they were serving God, they have done such a great sin.
好，所以。犹大书第四节里面告诉我们
，In the book of Jude, verse 4,
说他把神的恩当作放纵情欲的人
，They have seen the grace of God as an indulgence of their desires.
是不认识独一的主宰
，They have not come to know the one and true God.
所以我们看第二章的十二节告诉我们
，Therefore, chapter 2, verse 12 says,
撒母耳记上第二章的十二节。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse
12. 以利这两个儿子是恶人呐、啊，不认识神。
Says the sons of Eli were worthless men; they had no regard for the Lord.
我们如果光是看到说不认识神，啊对啊，那些还没有信主的人，他不知道有天上的真神，不知道耶稣基督就是真神，所以他们不认识神。
But they do not know God; they're just like the Gentiles, people who have not come to know Jesus Christ.
圣经里面告诉我们，放纵情欲。把神的恩典拿来糟蹋的，这就是不认识。
The Bible tells us that for those of us who have wasted the grace of God, they are the ones who have not come to know Jesus Christ.
所以竟然利用侍候神的机会来犯下淫乱的罪恶。
And they have committed adultery while they were serving the Lord.
我们用一句俗话来讲，这真的是胆大包天，目中无神。
To put it in a more serious term, that they have no regard for the Lord and they are definitely being very brave.
本身是祭司，是专职人员。
They are ordained ministers, they are the priests.
竟然做了这种恶事，难怪十二节说他们是恶人。
Yet they have done enormous evil. That's why verse 2 says they have no regard for the Lord.
祭司本来是非常的尊贵，非常的圣洁，怎么会变成罪人？
A priest is someone who is noble. How can he become a sinner?
圣经里面不会随便乱讲。
The Bible will not use harsh words.
因为他们所行的是恶事。
They must have definitely done some great evil.
好，我们再看第二章撒母耳记上第二章的二十九节。
Let's read for Samuel chapter 2, verse 29.
二十九节最后一句话说，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物来肥起。
That fattening yourselves upon the choicest parts of every offering of my people Israel.
这又是以利这两个儿子少年祭司在服侍神的工作上所犯下的错误。
Again, this is a mistake that the two sons of Eli had done while they were serving God.
我们都晓得啊，在公司行号里面做事情，我们都想哇，这是一个肥缺啊。
We know that we want to work in a big corporation.
肥缺就是你可以从中假公济私，满足自己的腰包。
Working a big operation, you have many chances to help yourself with a company staff.
可以满足自己的私欲。
You can try to satisfy your own desires.
这就是肥缺。
This is a way. This is a good thing about working a corporation.
这就是肥
喜。And this is fattening yourself.
以利的两个儿子虽然是祭司
，although the two sons are priests,
百姓拿来献给神的。他们把最好的全部先占为己有。
When the people brought their sacrifice to the priest, these two would take the best part and save it for themselves.
还不可以给他们，他们就先强夺占取。
They shouldn't have taken the part first. They should be offered to God, but they have reserved them for themselves.
我们这里再做一个记号。
Let us put another bookmark here.
圣经里面提醒我们。
The Bible has reminded us numerous times.
看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第六章
Chapter 6.
第五节
Verse 5.
新约301页新约301页提摩太前书第六章第五节
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 5.
第五节告诉我们说有一种人啊他的心术心机心思意念都已经坏了
There was men who are deprived of mind.
他们已经根本没有真理了
They no longer have truth in them.
所以最后一句话说，他们用金钱做得利的门路。
Therefore, they think that godliness is a means of gain.
虽然以利的两个儿子在当祭司
，though the two sons of Eli were priests，
看起来他也在侍候神的工作。
Superficially, we see that they are still serving God.
甚至于要去迎娶神的约柜，他是做得那么漂亮，哇！我们兄弟两个这么爱主啊，把约柜要迎接来。
Even while receiving the Ark of the Covenant, they have done such beautiful work.
但是这里让我们看到，他们的心思意念动机早就坏掉了。
But here we see that the motivation have all been corrupted.
根本没有真理在他的心里。
There is no truth in them.
眼中无神，神就是道，道就是真理。
They do not see God as something great anymore.
所以胆敢利用金钱来做得利的门路。
For that reason, they have used godliness as a means of gain.
表面看起来我很敬虔，我是圣职人员。
Superficially, they seem to be a minister.
我是祭司。
They are godly. They are priests.
但是从教会里面，我就要来得取利益，满足我的私心。
But they are trying to take advantage of the church through their position.
从这里我们就可以了解为什么把约柜迎来欢声震动，反而打了。败上加败，惨上加惨的一战。
For that reason, we understand why the Israelites were defeated when the ark was brought to them, and the casualty was even greater than the first time.
本来只死四千人，现在死了三万人呢。
In the first battle, they lost 4,000. In the second battle,
教会的圣职人员，他的圣洁跟不圣洁，影响整个百姓的平安不平安。
The godliness of the priest had brought about an evil effect on the people.
教会的领导人长老懂得检讨教会的缺失。
And the elders of the church knows how to examine themselves.
但是不能一厢情愿地说，真耶稣教会有神，真耶稣教会有约柜，神跟我们同在。
But they can't claim that the true church has God with them.
我们所有教会的领导者在神的面前。
All the leaders of the church are brought before God.
要彻底的一个检讨。
They should examine themselves thoroughly.
我有没有表面上看起来我很敬虔
？Have I seemed to be a godly person?
其实我要达到我自己的私欲，就是得利。
But But on the inside, I'm thinking about trying to gain something.
金钱的外貌只是一种手段。
A godly appearance is only a way.
得利才是我的目的。
To gain is the ultimate purpose.
这样虽然在当祭司。
So even though you're a priest.
虽然是圣职人员。
Even though you're a minister.
心思一念动机都坏了。
Your desires and your motivation are corrupted.
真理失丧了。
You have lost truth.
高高兴兴，我们兄弟两个也好，父子也好，我们所有的人统统好，我们都是祭司，我们迎接约柜。
And we can all go together in pairs to welcome the ark.
神会同在吗？
But do you think God will be with you?
人真的在这里吗？
Do you think God is truly here?
我们参考希伯来书第八章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 8.
新约三百十九页。新约三百十九页，希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
第十节告诉我们
First time,
说那些日子以后啊
that after those days,
我跟以色列家所立的约是这样啊
This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel.
我要将我的律法放在他们里面
I will put my laws into their minds,
写在他们心上
I write them on their hearts,
我要做他们的神
and I will be their God.
他们要做我的子民
and they shall be my people.
答案我们就出来了
and here's the answer.
约柜迎接来有用吗？
Is it useful for the
ark? 约柜里面不是有金冠的玛拿，不是有亚伦发过亚的杖，不是有两块约板十诫吗
？And wasn't there a golden urn holding the manna, Aaron's budded rod, and tables of the covenant?
这是外在。
This is just on the outside.
表面。
And just an appearance.
现在神告诉我们。
But God tells us now.
我跟你们以色列百姓立约。
That I will make a covenant with the house of Israel.
所立的约是新约。
This is a new covenant.
不是旧约。
Not an old one.
一定要把神的道放在我们心里。
That the laws of God must be put into our mind.
所以表面上传道人抱着圣经来讲台上，我也是迎接约柜一样嘛。
On the outward appearance, a preacher bringing the Bible up to the pulpit.
抱得紧紧的，我是抱住约柜啊，神跟我同在。
Holding on to the Bible is a way of holding on to the ark of God.
做白日梦啊。
This is just daydreaming.
人真的跟你同在吗？
Do you think God is truly with you?
有没有写在心上？
Have you have the laws written in your heart?
所以今天神如果没有把神迎接到我们的内心，
If today you have not welcomed God into your heart,
我们的心中真的有神，
If the God is truly in our heart,
这样才有用，
Then it would serve a purpose.
否则的话，我们虽然是在真耶稣教会里面，
Otherwise, even though you are in this church,
我们虽然是祭司，
Even though we are priests,
甚至从广义的祭司进到狭义的祭司，专职的圣职人员，
From a broader definition of priesthood to a narrower definition.
我当过教会的负责人。
We have been, people in charge of the
church. 真的神跟我们同在吗？
Do you think God would still be with you?
问我们自己，神有没有到我们心里？
Ask yourself, is God in you?
假如有的话，
If your answer is yes,
我们不敢成为恶人。
Then we will definitely not be evil.
我们不敢在教会表面敬虔而达到我们的私欲。
And we will not try to appear to be a godly person, and inside is full of.
来到教会，我们都是哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
We will come to church to praise God.
但是我的私欲是什么
？But what is the desire?
我喜欢在教会里面散播不应该讲的话。
But I like to spread rumors in the church.
我在你面前是一种人，我转过来在他面前又一种人，我是双面人。
I seem to be a two-faced person. I've turned my face to.
这都是私欲啊。表面上跟你谈的时候好像很迎合你的胃口，一转身你完了。
And when I chat with you, I seem to agree with you, but when I turn my back,
因为我跟另外一个人又开始讲。
Because I will start spreading rumors about you.
这就是私欲啊。
This is a selfish desire.
真理已经没有了。
There is no truth.
我们今天在真耶稣教会里面。
Today in the church.
真耶稣教会就是平安的地方，没有错。
True Jesus Church is a place of peace.
但是如果我们成为以利的两个儿子，
But if we have become the two sons of Eli,
如果我们听从以色列百姓长老所说的，
If we have taken the advice of the elders of Israel,
只要把圣经抱紧，
As long as we hold on to the Bible,
只要我们来聚会祷告，
As long as we come to the church to pray,
这个都好了，
Then everything will be fine.
抱圣经没有错啊。
It is good to hold on to the Bible.
聚会唱诗祷告也没有错、啊。
There's nothing wrong with coming to church.
但是如果只是外在的，
But if this is only an outside church,
没有把神真的引导我们的内心，
You have not welcomed God into your heart.
那么以色列百姓告诉以色列的长老告诉百姓说，你们有平安，其实没有平安。
And when the elders said to the people that you shall gain peace, there is no.
落到圣职人员也被杀了。
And the final ending would be that even the ministers were slain.
约柜被掳了。
and the ark was captured.
这是我们所不愿意见到的惨象。
And this is one thing that we don't want to see.
我们看回来撒母耳记上。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
旧约三百三十七页。撒母耳记上第二章十七节。
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 17.
十七节说，这两个少年人的罪在神的面前很重。
17 says that the sin of the young man was very great in the sight of the Lord.
祭司的罪在神的面前很重啊。
The sin of a priest is very great.
不只是普通的少年人啊，因为他们的身份是祭司啊。
Not just an ordinary young man, but they are priests.
他们藐视神的祭物。
They have overlooked the.
好，华文圣经的小字写得更好。
They've overlooked the offering of God.
我们看华文圣经的小字说，他们使人厌弃。给神献祭。
If you read on, it says, "For the men treated the offering of the Lord with contempt."
以利的两个儿子是祭司。
The two sons of Eli were sons.
他们做了许多不应该做的事情。
They have done many things they shouldn't have.
所带来的结果，他们的影响是如何
？They have caused believers not wanting to come to church.
我们来聚会。
We have come to church.
来唱诗。
We come here to
来祷告。
God, and we come here to pray.
都是在向神献祭。
We all these are all offerings.
以利两个儿子的行为使百姓不愿意来献祭。
The actions of the two sons of Eli has caused people not wanting to do any offerings to God.
我们身为教会的圣职人员、领导者，使弟兄姐妹厌弃，不想来聚会。
As ordained ministers, we have caused believers not wanting to come to church.
我们的罪重不重
？Don't you think the sin is enormous?
灵恩布道会已经快到了。
Convocations of
我们是希望更多的人到我们真耶稣教会来。
It is our wish that more people can come into our church.
有一位长老很感慨的这样说。
There was an elder who said.
他想到教会里面的情形，宁可慕道者慢一点来。
When he thought about what is going on in the church, he would rather have the true seekers come at a later date.
这句话是很沉痛的。
This is a very difficult thing to say.
所以我们每一位弟兄姐妹都是祭司。
Hence, all of us are priests.
更何况教会的领导者、圣职人员。
And furthermore, we don't have to mention about the.
我们在灵恩布道会之前
，prior to the spiritual convocation,
我们要做一个彻底的省思啊、反省跟思想。
We should examine ourselves thoroughly.
我们不要像以色列的长老就这么轻而易举说约柜来就有平安。
We shouldn't imitate the elders of Israel, saying lightly that bring the ark with you.
抱着圣经我们就胜利。
As long as you hold on to the Bible, you will gain victory.
不可能这么简单的。
It's not that simple.
神看人的内心，神不看外表。
God looks in your heart, not your appearance.
所以，如果我们用外表、用金钱做一个伪装
，If we use our outer appearance,
肯定打败仗。
We'll definitely lose.
并且在魔鬼面前会败得很惨。
And we will lose bitterly before our enemies.
所以我们希望灵恩布道会能够有一个好的成果。
We hope that there is something positive from this spiritual convocation.
要从我们的内心来改革起。
We should reform from our inner heart.
追求更新是把神迎接到内心。
We should be pursuing for renewal, hoping God.
把我们里面的邪情恶欲铲除干净。
We should get rid of every evil desire in us.
这样，我们每一个人真的把神的约柜迎接到我们内心。
This way, we truly welcome the ark of God into us.
这个时候才能真正叫做神跟我们同。
Only then we can say that God abides with us.
我们千万不要让慕道者一到我们教会来。
We do not want true seekers to come to our church.
看到教会，听到一些闲言恶语，他说：“哎呀，这耶稣教会怎么能信呢
？”And when they have come here and they heard some of the rumors, they were saying to themselves, "How can I believe in this church?"
人家要进天国，我们把天国的门堵住了。
There are others who want to come to the heavenly kingdom, but we have blocked the gate.
以利的两个儿子罪为什么很重
？Why is it that the sin of the two sons of Eli was so great?
使百姓不愿意献祭。
They have caused them not wanting to offer to God.
我们的罪为什么会很重
？Why is it that our sins are so great?
因为我们的言谈举止使人不想到教会来。
Because our speech and our actions have blocked others from coming to church.
在神面前，我们就没有办法交账。
And we can't.Settle our account with God.
再看撒母耳记上第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
第二节第三节。
Verse 2 and verse 3.
撒母耳记上第七章第二节第三节，旧约三百四十二页。这里撒母耳告诉百姓。
Here Samuel told the people.
你们要一心归顺神。
that you must return to the Lord with all your heart.
你们要专心归向神。
That you should direct your heart.
你们要单单的侍奉神。
You can only serve Him.
为什么这样告诉他们
？Why did He say so?
因为他们把外人就是巴利跟亚斯他路都在敬拜。
Because they have brought to them the foreign gods Ashtaroth and Baal.
所以从这里让我们看到祭司本身败坏。
We see that.Even the priests were corrupted.
百姓也堕落。
Because of that, the people were corrupted too.
因为他们一方面在拜天上的真神。
Well, they were worshiping God in heaven.
但是没有一心，没有专心，没有单单的侍奉独一的神。
They had not served God with all their heart.
他们把巴利亚斯他路也迎接了拜了。
They have also brought in Ashtaroth and Baal and worshiped them.
巴利跟亚斯他路是迦南地的神。
Ashtaroth and Baal are the gods of the Canaanites.
这个外邦人的神，他们是一对夫妻。
They are the two. They are a couple, and they are the foreign gods.
巴利掌控雷电雨。
Baal is in control of lightning and storms.
亚斯他路掌控生育。
And Ashtaroth is the fertility god.
所以，拜巴利跟亚斯他路的仪式非常的淫乱。
And hence the worshiping of Baal and Ashtaroth includes adultery.
因为借着他们可以让人家得到孩子，所以又被称为赐子的观音，赏赐孩子的观音。
And it's because by worshiping Ashtaroth, you're able to have children. Therefore, it's named as a fertility god.
撒母耳对百姓说
，But Samuel said to the people,
你们没有真正的敬虔。
You have not returned.
你们没有专一的来敬拜真神。
You have not served the God, served the Lord only.
所以在第七章的第五节、第六节告诉我们。
And in chapter 7, verse 5, verse 6.
撒母耳记上第七章的第五节、第六节。
For Samuel chapter 7, verse 5 and 6.
撒母耳说：“你们要全部聚集在米斯巴。”
Samuel says, "Gather all Israel at Mizpah."
我才能够为你们祷告。
And I will pray to the Lord for you.
那聚集在米斯巴做什么
？And what are they doing at Mizpah?
他们说，第六节说，他们就打水浇在神的面前。
Verse 6 says they drew water and poured out before the Lord.
当天他们就禁食。
And fasted on that day.
悔改认罪，承认我们得罪神了。
They sinned and repented against the Lord.
所以撒母耳在米斯巴就审判以色列人。
And hence Samuel judged the people of Israel at Mizpah.
第七章的第四节告诉我们。
Chapter 7, verse 4 tells us.
说以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他路，单单侍奉神。
So Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtaroth, and they served the Lord only.
从这里我们看到撒母耳对百姓所说的话，跟以色列的长老对百姓所说的话，全然不同。
We see that there is a great difference between what Samuel said to the people and what the elders said to the people.
撒母耳也是祭司啊。
Samuel is also a priest.
也是先知啊。
He's also a prophet.
但是以色列的长老，他只告诉百姓说有约柜就 OK 了，就好了。
The elders of Israel said to people that bring the ark with you and everything will be fine.
撒母耳不是这样的。
But that's not Samuel.
撒母耳要所有的百姓统统聚集在一起。
Samuel wants all the people to gather at one place.
为什么他审判以色列人
？Why would he judge the people?
这里所说的审判不是在定人的罪。
Here the judgment does not mean to sentence people.
这里的审判，祭司、士师、先知。是告诉他们什么是对，什么是不对。
Here, Samuel judges by telling the people what is right and what is wrong.
什么是错，什么是对。
What is wrong and what is right.
所以在这里，撒母耳就告诉他们。
And hence, at this place, Samuel said,
你们要怎么做？我现在告诉你们。
I will tell you what to do.
一个传道人对教会的牧养一样要很清楚。
And a pastor must also be clear on pastoring the church.
主耶稣告诉门徒说：“你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。”
Lord Jesus told his disciples, "Let your yes be yes and no be no."
信徒所做的对就对，不对就不对。
If believers have done something right, they should be praised. If they have done something wrong,
绝对不能因为讨好人而颠倒是非。
But you should not try to gain favors by being ambiguous.
我们这里做个记号。
Let's put a bookmark here.
参考以赛亚书第五章。
And turn to.Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章。
Isaiah chapter 5.
二十节。
Verse 20.
以赛亚书五章二十节这里告诉我们。
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20.
旧约八百十五页，旧约八百十五页说，祸灾就是说有祸啦。
There's woe.
那些称恶为善，称善为恶，以暗为光，以光为暗，以苦为甜，以甜为苦。这里告诉我们都是说颠倒是非，完全相反。
Here everything seems to be an opposite.
从这里让我们看到，这个是日常生活的小事，我们都在换。
And these are all the small things that we seem to be doing in our lives.
我曾经看到一位教会的负责人。
I've once seen a brother in charge of a church.
他看到一个小孩子其实是非常的顽皮，非常的坏。
I've seen a little child who's been very mischievous.
但是在他父母亲的面前呢，为了迎合他父母亲的高兴。
By trying to gain favor from the parents.
所以他说，哇，这个孩子好乖哦，好聪明，好可爱哦。
He would say to parents, what a nice little boy and how intelligent he is.
那么一边赞美的时候，一边看着那个孩子的父母。
And while he was praising the child, he was looking at the parents.
赞美完转过头来，挤眉弄眼，摇摇头，吐吐舌头。
And after praising the parents, he turned around and his whole countenance changed.
哇，这个教会的负责人是高手呢。
And this church.
因为孩子的父母亲很高兴啊。
This mother in church was indeed, someone who.
就是这么小的一件事情而已。
But it's just such a tiny incident.
以赛亚先知告诉我们。
But Prophet Isaiah said.
你不要小看这件事情。
Do not look lightly upon this.
有灾祸。
Woe to you.
有什么灾祸？我们不知道。
But it's a disaster we don't know.
但是因为他颠倒是非。
But because he seemed to have told the opposite.
所以为什么主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，是就是，不是就不是，对就对，不对就不对。
For that reason, Jesus Christ told his disciples, "Let your answers be yes."
要让我们得到真正的平安。
For us again, it's genuine peace.
我们千万不要中魔鬼的诡计。
We should never fall into the snare of the.
魔鬼真正的诡计在哪里？
What is the true?
不是叫我们直接去犯罪，叫我们直接犯罪。我们每个人都很聪明，我才不上你的当。
If Satan wants us to sin, then we are all too smart and said we won't do it.
魔鬼让我们学得很圆滑、很狡猾、很诡诈、很高明。
And Satan has wanted us to learn to be cunning and evil.
魔鬼让我们做两面人。
He wants us to be a two-faced person.
但是神不喜欢我们这样做。
But this does not please God.
神要我们有敬虔的外貌，更要有敬虔的心意。
God wants us to have a godly appearance and a godly heart.
魔鬼只要我们有敬虔的外貌。
And Satan just wants us to have a godly appearance.
然后你骗我，我骗你。
And then we'll lie to each other.
你不是那么好，我一直赞你好。
Even though you're not a really good person, but still praise you.
我不是这么好，你也一直捧我这么高。
And I'm not really a good person, but you're still praising me.
我们彼此都有灾祸。
Then woe to both of us.
撒母耳不会这么做。
But this is not what Samuel did.
撒母耳叫百姓聚集来。
Samuel gathered the people.
你们为什么没有专一侍奉？
He would question them why they haven't served the Lord.
你们一定要除掉这些偶像。
And you must put away all these idols.
我们今天不会去拜真正的偶像。
Today we would never worship an idol.
但是魔鬼很厉害。
But Satan is truly intelligent.
魔鬼能装作光明的天使。
He can appear to be an angel.
我们的嗜好。我们的兴趣，我们的嗜好，
and the things that we like to do,
不是说不可以，
doesn't mean that it is, we can't do it.
把我们的兴趣跟嗜好跟耶稣基督一比较，已经取代了耶稣基督的地位。
But if we compare our interests with God, then our interests seem to have, covered the Lord.
为什么一些歌星，我们被青年人叫做他们是青春偶像？
Why is it there some singers dubbed as, singers for the young people?
歌星里面有大天王，又有小天王。
That seems to be major singers and minor singers.
我们对大天王、小天王他的一生很了解，他的歌曲出版的很清楚，《创世纪》到《启示录》就是猛查查、糊里糊涂。
We seem to know the life of a famous performer very well, but we don't seem to know the Bible well.
不是说我们对这些足球赛、篮球赛、NBA 兴趣不可以。
Not saying that it's not good to invest your time in these sports like NBA.
但是我们一直研究这些 NBA 每一个人他们的背景，他们的球技，我们对圣经里面一点点的。
But while you spend your time studying the players, have you spent time studying God?
这已经成为我们无形当中的偶像。
All your interests have seemed to become an invisible god to you.
我们说我们有在专一、单单的侍奉神吗？
We say that we have been serving God only, but have we truly
served Him? 因为我们的兴趣嗜好已经占据了我们对神的追随了。
This is because our interest has become a stumbling block when we want to pursue God.
所以百姓为什么要打水在神的面前？
And for that reason, the people would draw water before God.
我们参考耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌第二章
Lamentation chapter 2
十九节
Chapter 2 verse 19
963页旧约963页耶利米哀歌第二章十九节963页
Lamentations chapter 2 verse 19
这里告诉我们说在主的面前你要清心如水啊
It says you pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord.
最后一句要告诉我们说，要向主举手祷告。
Then it says, lift your hands to Him.
所以撒母耳叫以色列百姓聚集在米斯巴以后，百姓打水在神的面前，当日就禁食，承认有罪。
The day that Samuel gathered people at Mizpah, the people drew water, poured before God, and fasted on the day to admit their wrongs.
简单的说，清心如水就是倒出来，像水要倒出来，也就是在神的面前清心吐意。
The pouring the water is showing that they're pouring their heart like the water, and they are pouring.
我们每一个人自己有什么软弱，有什么过错
？We know our weaknesses.
是在神面前清心吐意认罪，不是在任何的面前。
We admit our weaknesses before God and not before anyone else.
因为我们得罪谁
，We have sinned against God.
也只有神才有资格、能力、权柄来赦免我们。
And God is the only one who is qualified and who has the power to forgive us.
所以，当信徒有了过错很痛苦，要跟我说我犯了什么罪，我说你最好不要讲，你祷告跟耶稣讲就好。
When believers come to me telling me they have sinned, I tell them to go to God and repent before God.
传道没有资格、没有力量赦免你的罪。
A pastor does not have, is not qualified, nor does he have the power to give.
传道有责任要把道理讲得一清二楚。
But a pastor has the responsibility of giving a very clear sermon.
传道人要带给人真正的平安。
That the preachers must give people genuine peace.
是要把道理讲得很明白。
To tell you the truth in simple words.
让信徒晓得我到底该怎么。
So that the people will know what to do.
但是如果信徒不听呢
？But if the people refuse to listen,
传道人就没有责任了。
Then the responsibility does not lie.
像神告诉亚当一样
，Just like what God said to Adam,
不可吃
，You shall not eat.
吃必定死。
The day you eat it, you shall die.
人也可以控制亚当。
God can also control Adam.
神没有控制他。
But God did not
control him. 人给他自由。
God has given Adam freedom.
传道人讲道要讲得很清楚。
The pastor must give a very clear teaching.
听不听完全看我们自己。
But whether you listen or not, it's up to you.
但是以色列百姓在撒母耳审判他们的时候
，But when Samuel was judging the people,
他们为什么那么的谦卑
？The people were so humble.
因为他们知道以色列的长老告诉他们说，约柜在我们当中，这是假平安。
Because they knew that the elders telling them to bring the ark to them did not bring them peace.
他们非常的痛苦
They were in pain.
他们知道不可以再自欺欺人更欺神啊
They knew that they should not deceive themselves and they should not deceive God anymore.
所以他们只有在神的面前清心如水禁食认罪悔改
Therefore they could only pour out their hearts like water and fast on the day to admit their sins.
结果我们可以看到撒母耳才告诉他们
And later on we see Samuel said to them
只有这样我才能够好好的为你们祷
This is the only way that I can pray for you.
所以圣经告诉我们要彼此认罪，才互相代求。
The Bible says that you must admit your wrongs and then you can intercede for one another.
如果我们不谦卑认罪，我们的祷告没有用。
If we do not humble ourselves and pray to God,
我们也不可能得到真正的平安。
We shall never gain genuine peace.
我们灵恩布道会这场属灵的征战，想要打胜仗。
At this spiritual convocation, we would like to win a good spiritual battle.
我们从领导者一直到百姓弟兄姐妹，大家在神的面前清心如水。
From the leaders right down to the believers, every one of us should pour our hearts out to God.
参考以赛亚书五十九章。
Listen to Isaiah chapter 59.
以赛亚书五十九章。
Isaiah chapter 59.
第一节、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
旧约八百七十页。八百七十页，以赛亚书五十九章第一节、第二节。这里告诉我们说，神。并不是不能拯救我们呢。
It says it is not that God cannot save us.
他不是他的手短了，他不是耳朵重了。
Not that his hand is shortened and his ear is dull.
第二节说，关键是因为我们的罪使我们自己跟神隔绝，使他掩面不听啊。
Verse 2 tells us it is our iniquities that have made a separation between God and us.
所以虽然以色列的百姓的长老告诉以色列百姓赶快把约柜迎来，没有用，神不听，神掩面不看。
When the elders told the people to bring the ark over, it is useless because God has hid his face and he would not hear.
平安平安没有平安都是假平安。
There is no peace.
当撒母耳告诉以色列百姓审判以色列百姓之后
But after Samuel had gathered the people and judged them
他们马上当日就是马上进食认罪悔改
On that very day they fasted and they havealmitted their sins and repented to God
我们再看回来撒母耳记上第七章
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 7
撒母耳记上第七章的第八节
Chapter 7 verse 8
以色列人对撒母耳说愿你不住地为我们祷告神啊
The people of Israel said to Samuel, Do not cease to cry to the Lord our God for us.
我们该做的我们都做了。
We have done all we could.
我们把一切的巴力就是假神通通除掉了。
We have put away all foreign gods.
现在我们认罪悔改了。
Now we have admitted our sins and repented to God.
我们一定要专一侍奉神。
We will serve the Lord only.
但是因为你是祭司。
Because you are the priest.
你是先知。
You are a prophet.
你现在是教会的长子传道人。
You are our leader.
你要不断地一直为我们祷告。
You must pray for us unceasingly.
第十节
Verse 10
说撒母耳正在献燔祭的时候非利士人要来打仗了
It says when Samuel was offering up the burnt offering the Philistines were near to attack
我们都正在悔改认罪了
We're at the point that we are admitting our sins and repenting to God
燔祭就是毫无保留的献祭
A burnt offering means to offer the animal without any reservation
从外面到里面
From the outside to the very
彻彻底底的献上
To offer the whole thing,
叫做燔祭
This is called burnt offering.
所以我们从我们的外表、言谈举止，一直到我们的心思意念，彻底的悔改认罪，完全更新，献给神。
Therefore, from the outer appearance to our actions to our inner desires and thoughts, we are to offer ourselves to God.
为什么我们正献祭的时候，我们正在发起热心的时候，敌人来打我们怎么办
？How is it that when we are repenting, our enemies have come to attack us?
跟当初比他们还有备而来在以便以谢要好好打一仗反正打败仗
and this is likened to the point where they were ready for battle and fighting at Ebenezer
有了约柜以后重整旗鼓好好的要报应
when the ark,
报仇
when the ark was brought before them they gathered themselves up and was ready for another battle
打了更败的仗
but they have fought
那现在都没有准备呢现在是正在献祭呢
at that present time they were not even ready for battle
非利士人来了怎么办
They were offering to God, and the Philistines came to attack them.
奇妙的地方就是在这里。
Here is the miracle.
所以，这里告诉我们说，就是当日神大发雷声，惊乱非利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。
Verse 10 says, "But the Lord thundered with a mighty voice that day against the Philistines and threw them into confusion."
神称为奇妙的神。
God is called a miraculous God.
在这里，让我们看到答案。
Here is the answer. Why?
我们用自己的方法。
We have used our way.
我们满足自己的欲望。
We have satisfied our
desire. 我们欺骗自己，表面很敬虔。
We have lied to ourselves with a godly appearance.
你再怎么样的努力传福音，一点效果都没有。
No matter how hard you put effort into preaching the gospel,
只有我们从内部的更新，彻底的悔改。
Only when you have repented.
领导者跟被领导者。
To the ones who are leaders and to the ones who are being led.
当下同心合一，谦卑认罪悔改。
Everyone gathered together to repent.
就在当日，神大发雷声。
It is on that particular day that our Lord thundered with a mighty voice.
神显神迹。
The Lord has shown a miracle.
神亲自出手。
God has struck with His own hand.
以色列人大胜仗。
And the people of Israel won the battle.
所以我们应该要明白。
Hence, we should understand.
临门布道会，我们要打一场胜仗。
To win a battle during spiritual convocation.
我们不否认尽我们的本分去做是对的，应该的。
We say that it is our duty to do our best.
但是我们花再多的钱，再多的精神，如果没有从内部的更新，求神的同在。
But no matter how much money we have spent, if we do not renew from our very inside,
我们得不到真正的胜利，也就是没有真正的平安。
We shall not gain genuine victory. We shall not gain genuine peace.
我们连根布道会可能会灰心丧志。
Perhaps we will be so disappointed with our spiritual convocation.
约柜被掳去了。
The ark was captured.
祭司被杀了。
Priest was slain.
这是我们绝对不愿意看到的悲惨现象。
This is not an ending that we want to see.
所以当撒母耳带领以色列百姓完全的更新之后
And only after Samuel had renewed the people.
七章的十二节就告诉我们这个答案出来了。
Chapter 7 verse 12 give us another
为什么叫做以便以谢
Why is it called Ebenezer?
现在撒母耳所立的这个石碑比第四章的第一节以色列百姓聚集在以便以谢的地方更是名副其实了
This stone was even a greater help than the place where they have camped out
以色列百姓不是灰心丧志了吗约柜都被掳了吗神没有同在了这个时候没有约柜反正打胜仗
weren't the people disappointed that the ark was captured, but at this point, without the ark, they even fought victory.
因为他们神凭借在心中。
Because they have welcomed God into them.
约柜是外在的。
The ark is just an external thing.
神已经在我心中。
God lives in you.
这是内在的力量。
This is an internal strength.
所以撒母耳才告诉他们。
And that's why Samuel said to them.
虽然约柜被掳。
Even though the ark was captured, the priest may be slain.
但是到如今，神仍然帮助。
But till today, the Lord has still helped us.
神永远不改变。
God never changed.
过去、现在、将来，神绝对不改变。
God will never change, whether it's in the
past. 神的慈爱不改变。
And the love of God also.
神的能力不改变。
And the strength of God.
改变的是我们自己。
It is we who have.
所以以色列百姓变了。
And for that reason, the people of Israel had changed.
神掩面不看他们。
God hid his face, will not look at them.
当以色列百姓回转了，
when the people have repented,
神马上在引导他。
God came to them.
叫做到如今，神都帮助我。
And that is why it's called the Lord has helped us till today.
我们不是每一个人。
Us does not mean everyone.
这里的我们是真的听了撒母耳的审判之后，彻底悔改认罪的人。
Us refers to the people who have truly repented before God.
所以在神的面前。
Hence before the Lord,
承认我们的软弱，
admit your wrong,
仰望耶稣的怜悯，
look up to the face of God.
我们一样有以变以谢的体验。
We will still have the same experience.
过去我们如何打败仗？
In the past we may have defeated.
个人的灵性如何的堕落？
Our spirituality may have dropped.
被魔鬼欺负到很惨。
We may have been bullied by Satan.
我们的圣功为什么没有办法发展？
Why is it that holy work cannot be developed?
被魔鬼哈哈大笑。
And Satan is laughing at her.
这些都过去了。
All this is in the past.
到如今。
Today,
神仍然帮助我们。
God has helped us.
神的慈爱仍然跟我们同在。
The love of God is still with us.
神的能力仍然彰显出来。
The power of God is still here.
因为我们谦卑、悔改、仰望。
This is because we have humbled ourselves, we have repented.
唱诗
264
首。
Let us sing hymn number 264.